Donna Brunham is one of the organizers of the North Peace Performing Arts Festival. It's taking place around the area. She joins us on the line. Donna, thank you very much
Hi.
For joining us.
Yes, you're very welcome.
How do you do? How are things going as far as the festival that's underway right now?
Things are going very well. Our festival is a little bit smaller than it has been in past years, but we're really excited with what is happening in our return after a three-year hiatus. And, so it's going very well.
Yeah, how good has it been since the fact that, unfortunately, you've been on the shelf for three years?
Well, we have it's like starting again. We have a new set of participants, some who have never been in festival before, because a lot have already graduated, moved away from the area. It's smaller. Instead of having approximately 350 entries, we are at 121 this year, mm-hmm. and that is in voice, musical theater, speech, piano, band, instrumental. And so it's smaller, but that's okay. We need it smaller so we can all get back on board, and we're very excited to be doing so.
With this now being in the process of being under the belt of the festival committee, how optimistic mm-hmm. is the committee in seeing the festival grow in future years?
Oh, we're sure it will. We're in our 28th year of festival, and so we've had ups and downs all across the board for all of these years, and we can see next year being bigger as people say, oh, yeah, I missed that one, and I want to try again. There's awards to be won. There's advancement to be had into a provincial level, and it's just reigniting that flame of participation that we are trying to do this year, and it's going to happen. Yeah, yeah.
You see the festival firsthand here, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think the kids grow from this?
It's a platform that is not just for musicians or a speech artist at all. It is a platform for security and confidence, building those disciplines within our lives. And we all need a certain amount of that. So it's very, very important. Performing arts are taken lightly, and they should be taken very seriously because we all live them in some way or other. So we see this as a very important avenue of development in not just youth, but even in adults. And adults are welcome to attend, adults welcome to even participate. So it's something we're very passionate about.
From an audience perspective, and I guess from an organizing perspective as
mm-hmm.
well, how much does everybody enjoy a festival like this?
Well, yeah, from an audience perspective, it can be a little on the boring side. There's adjudications that happen, and so a participant will perform their song selection, I'll say, because we've just come through our voice and speech, and they'll do their performance. Then the adjudicator spends some time writing down some comments, and then another performer will come up, and the same thing will happen. So there's lots of wait time after the actual performance. Then there's the adjudication, where the adjudicator will come and talk to them individually. And so the parents can be, well, make sure you've got your smartphone with you, because there's lots of time of just sitting and waiting. But the encouragement is so needed for these participants. It's a time that is a high standard of that we expect, and it can be very nerve-wracking and intimidating, and it can be that exhilarating fun in doing so. So having participants having support is so very important. And from participant point of view, we have what we call a green room out back where everybody can chill and wait and get to know each other. And we're not a competitive festival. Yes, it's a competition, but we are a friendly competition, and everybody supports each other. So it's something that we've always built, and something we would continue to do. So friendships are made during during the actual festival. Afterwards, the participants all often get together as friends, new friends. And it's not so much the awards that they are looking for, it's being in grand concert. And we hold a grand concert at the very end that they just want to be in, because it's where they are allowed to be in front of a larger audience and show their very best.
Yeah, the grand concert is Saturday, April the 1st at Glenmary School. How much is everybody looking forward to that if they do make it to the grand concert?
They're looking forward to it, as are we. It's a new venue for us, so we've got a few little glitches, but we're anticipating a large crowd that is going to be cozy and comfy in the amphitheater of Glenmary, because these are new participants. A lot of them have never been in grand concert, and so they are excited. They're nervous. They're for that unknown part of festival participation. So grand concert is the highlight of all the disciplines that we present over these 2 weeks. So it's usually a really good show.
Donna Brunham is one of the organizers of the North Peace Performing Arts Festival. It's going on in and around the Peace region. Donna, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Very welcome, Keith. We'll talk again.